There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us during the second hour here. We're lamenting the fall of the Republic and the necessity and the grind and the battle, the uphill battle it is to resurrect it. Once again, it's just imperative that everybody do something activist, and especially now along the lines of education. If we can get people to realize that society cannot be a victim, that the jury has a right to be the judge and disregard the instructions of the judge and set people free, if we can realize who's behind the curtain here, it seems the globalist forces that have controlled this entire game for the last, 150 years are still in a position of control. Once again, Trump could be the greatest guy in the world, but he keeps bringing in demons. I mean, really bad ones. I'm not just talking about people who I disagree with politically. That's one thing. I mean, okay, but ultimately, it's kind of an insult to put it that mildly. If a political disagreement is actually somebody saying, I want to steal your stuff and enslave you, that's not a political disagreement. This is a battle for life or death. So when people try to categorize this as, oh, you're just political or this and you just disagree, I mean, there's no disagreement. You can't torture people. It's done. Whether it works or not is irrelevant. I don't care if it works, great. It's the wrong thing to do, so we don't do it. Killing 50 million babies and saying, well, I don't really like it, but it's the law, so we got to obey the law, and the law is what comes out of the Supreme Witch's Court. Absolutely not. They're nothing more than an opinionated bunch of Luciferians, arrogant as all as could ever be. The exact thing that God warned us against. And look where we are. Tom still sits in jail. So, and Trump could easily issue a directive to Jeff Sessions to let these patriot persecution cases just go. Just don't prosecute them. I mean, what's the big problem? What, the vicar's going to get pissed off? The Masons are going to be mad? What's the problem? I thought you didn't like the Democrats and all this other stuff. What's the problem? Nothing's changed. Why are we still acting like that communism is okay in this country? And when anybody claims that society can be a victim, that's communism. That's saying the collective takes precedence over the individual, which it does not in a republic. The individual takes precedence and superior over the collective. The collective is irrelevant. It's a fictitious entity. And guess what? The same group of a-holes always end up taking over the quote-unquote collective, and they don't do the will of the people, no matter how much they pretend they're going to, and they just take over and put their own gang in charge. And that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. I mean, not kind of, it is what I'm seeing. I'm trying to be nice about this. I don't have any animosity toward Trump. I never really liked or disliked him when in the earlier days. I mean, I didn't care for his approach on the TV. He always looked, with the evil eyes and telling people to do the profitable thing and you know, you're fired because it looks like you're going to do somebody a favor instead of making money. And, you know, it was just, it was gross. It was typical business first, you know, morality and everything else later. You know, this is why another batch of electing another batch of corporate businessmen is only going to further destroy this republic. I mean, I don't know how much left there is more to destroy. You know, look around. Businesses boarded up, people out of work, the government class and their henchmen and doing real well, and of course the corporations that get the government contracts, they're all happy. You combine that all together, we probably have some, I would guess it could be as much as 50% or more of either people who work for the government, peripherally related agencies or companies and corporations that get government contracts for services and production and all this other stuff. I mean, we're once again, this is a fascist, that is a very definition of fascism, which is the hybridization, the unification of the corporate and the state, both of them fictitious entities, both of them made up of real people, but they'll claim that the real people that make up the fictitious entity are false, and the false entity that is fictitious is somehow now real. You want to talk about an upside-down, absurd world, so don't give the enemy the language. And who do we still have with us? We've had a few come and go tonight. Do we have Chris in Vegas or Dave Pruitt?
Chris is still here.
Chris, any commentary on what I've been talking about?
Well, no. We are really living in very, very dangerous times in America. From what I can see, we're in pre-Bolshevik revolution period here in America. This is the time of escalating violence. We're seeing the escalating amount of police gangsterism, these negative asset forfeitures, which is nothing under theft under the guise of law, mere color of law, as it were. Whenever you seize the assets of people without due process of law, that is nothing but sanctioning privateer writs of attainder to obtain property and convert it to the use of the police or their agencies or their employers, as the case may be, whether it's the counties that perpetuate their cities, their states, or the federal government that is sanctioning these unlawful acts of Corban, take it because you can, because you're the biggest bully gang, whether it's Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, or Immigrants' Lives Matter, it makes no difference. When you take it from somebody else that has a lawful, rightful title to it, and you convert it to somebody else's interest, that is theft, that's felony criminal conversion of private property to another's interest for purient profit and gain.
Very well said. Now, I want people to hear what Chris just said, and I want to remind people of something here. Chris is going through a situation in court right now where they're about to give him a competency hearing to see if they can scurry him off to a psychiatric ward indefinitely and forcibly medicate him, and I'm not joking. And I want, Chris, I want you to give out the phone number. Two things we neglected, and I want to thank Steve in Kansas for reminding me to give out Chris's last name and your case number, because we gave out your first name. We all know you as Chris in Las Vegas, and we have to realize that we're asking our listeners here to do a phone blitz on behalf of Chris, who is my guest tonight, who you hear him on this show on a regular basis. You just heard him speak cogently and coherently about things that are very important and pertinent, and this man is in no way mentally ill, but they're labeling him as such, and I want to make sure that the people out there who care to keep Chris on this make sure Chris doesn't go the way of Tom LaGuevara. They're trying to put him, I'm not joking, people, he's got a competency hearing with Judge Tagliati on April 31st, if I'm not mistaken. But Chris, I want to give the details on that, because we don't want to forget about your situation, have you go up missing because of the witch's court and turned you in a psychiatric ward. And one more patriot bites the dust. I'm not going to let that happen. I want to keep the eye of the public attention on this case. So, Chris, give out the phone number and then the name of the judge and the name of the board of commissioners president there, because he's the guy kind of in charge of the whole scam in Clark County, Nevada. Once again, this is Chris. Chris, spell your last name for people.
Well, I don't like to put my name out on the Internet very often, but because I'm a falsely accused, I'm actually the victim of this crime. I'm the only one that suffered any material injury whatsoever and having a very valuable piece of collectible automobile history stolen. There are only 671 of them manufactured. It was a 1957 Dodge D500 two-door hardtop, no-post Hemi, worth $18,000 to $28,000, which was taken by zoning officials who, under the pretext that it was a danger to the public safety, parked in my private driveway. And they had at least six different warrantless trespasses on my private property. They had simulated sham legal fictitious service of process that they presented as a so-called warrant to seize my private property under the guise and pretext of color of law, which was supposedly had an affidavit that it was by the zoning official himself, who is an incompetent witness because he is a financial, a fiduciary, and a unknown amount of self and just enriching interest in the outcome, so therefore he's not a neutral party to be competent to be a witness to get the warrant in the first place. Yet their kangaroo right. court judge authorized the warrant when she knew or should have known he was an employee of the zoning office and therefore not a competent witness under the rules of evidence. In the meantime, I'm going to have to look for that ClarkCounty.gov.
Yeah, while you do that, I'm going to recap this for listeners. So Chris had a code violation. He had a car in his front driveway that was up on blocks, even though the tires, I guess, were still on it. And
it was actually on jacks, two of them.
Okay. So, you know, once again, the code enforcement jerk drives by and says, oh, I don't like the looks of that. Or one of the neighbors says, I don't like the looks of that. Or how about the more likely scenario? Someone on the Board of Commissioners or in that town government saw this antique car, only 500 or 600 that were made, an old Dodge Hemi, rare car, and they just want the stuff. And they just want to steal it. And that's the most likely scenario. And so they steal his car. They come with it. They do a bogus service of paper, and then they show up to take his car. Chris comes running out to defend his property, and they arrest him for resisting or assaulting or attempting to threaten a police officer. Just bogus crap made-up charges. I've seen him do it before. And now that Chris is trying to defend himself in the witch's court against this unlawful seizure of his private car in his driveway, wasn't on anybody else's property but his own. Of course, the state and the county are claiming that all property is theirs. Doesn't matter whose name is on it. They just take it. And he's out his car, and he's trying to fight to get his car back and keep his freedom from this obscure charge of, you know, whatever, threatening a police officer, you know, by what? Give me my car back? I mean, the cops are taking his car by tow truck. I'm just trying to put it in encapsulate it for people so they understand the long and short of what just happened. They took his car in a code violation out of his driveway. They're dragging him through the witch's court now on obscure charges, victimless garbage. And now that Chris is talking about common law and is the standing of court case precedent, everything we talk about on this show, trying to defend ourselves as best we can on a common law ground, using court case precedent where it applies, and even their own state statutes against them when that applies as well. And because of that type of talk, they're giving him a competency test. I believe it's April 31st, and if this competency judge says, "Oh, you're delusional. You're talking about freedom. Oh my gosh, there's something wrong with you. You're talking about the Constitution. Oh, put the Amish farmer in jail. His hand cream says heal, has the word healing on it. Oh God, good Lord, look at the offenses that we're going. I mean, are you kidding me? And meanwhile, the people who are really the evil doers, the ones like Gorsuch who wrote the torture memos that led to the torture of God knows how many people at the hands of our CIA and military who thought it was legal now, so it's okay. Witch's court says it's okay, so now we can go abuse people. I mean, listen to the stupidity. We went down the same toilet the Germans did. So Chris is about to be persecuted by the witch's court in a competency hearing, and this is where this is just what they did in the Soviet Union. They did it to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a brilliant writer. It wrote the Gulag Archipelago, and they rounded everybody up and put them in mental institutions called gulags, G-U-L-A-G, and he wrote a book called the Gulag Archipelago, because all across the Soviet Union there was these internment centers, just like our state and county jails, the private prison industry that they'd incarcerate people in because they were talking about a little too much about freedom. Cripes, I opened up, what is it here, Advanced Legal Analysis Writing and Research. This is what the attorney prostitutes use to write up their stuff. And I read emotion, how they, their example for emotion to dismiss. Let me see if I can find it here. It's kind of an intricate book here, but I'll try to, here we go.
Be sure to send that to me.
And yeah, I mean, here's, this is just a sample, so the names have been changed to promote the corporation. But it says, you know, the court defendant moves under Rule 12B for an order dismissing the complaint. In support of the motion, defendant states, number one, the court lacks jurisdiction over the subject matter in this action because it appears from the complaint that the alleged claim does not arise under the Constitution of the United States, any act of Congress, or treaties of the United States. Right there in the first sample, first one of the samples of the motion to dismiss, you're talking about the Constitution of the United States and the how the court lacks jurisdiction. That's the same stuff we say. That's the same stuff Chris is talking about. He's not talking Martian or any type of alien language to them. Number two, the court lacks jurisdiction over the subject matter in this action because the controversy is not between citizens of different states. Here we're talking about the different states, and this is all old. These are all, the court lacks jurisdiction over the defendant because the defendant is a corporation, incorporated under the laws, blah, 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 blah. This action has been brought to an improper district. You know, it multiple times it challenges jurisdiction, the wrong district, and brings up the Constitution. And now this is what an attorney would write if you gave him $5,000 to try to get you off this charge. And Chris is only going to be bringing up the same things. He's going to say, based on these court case precedents and the fact you don't have jurisdiction, you know, you must set me free. So all he's doing is coming in and saying the same type of stuff, probably in better form, because I know Chris's, most of Chris's documents are more of a common law language and a more of a common law format, but it's no different. It's just a little better. But that type of stuff, I mean, they can, once again, it's okay for the attorneys to talk like this, talk about the Constitution, talk about lack of jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, talk about the, you know, citizens of the different states and how the states, you know, imply the implication there that the states have the say in this matter, not the federal. I mean, but when we talk about it, we're mentally ill. It's time to go off to the gulag and enter into the gulag archipelago. No joke. We are a spitting image of the Soviet Union in the 1950s and 60s. I mean, it's bad. So I want to give Chris. Do you want to give your the only way we can really help you on this, Chris? Give us your last name. Don't worry, sweat it. Look, you're out there. You're walked the plank already. You might as well finish yourself. I'll give your last name. It's only going to do you good because the listeners, when they call on your behalf, they're going to have to say, "I'm calling." They're going to need your last name. Yeah, you know, case number or something like that.
They've got it on there. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Spell your last name for people, Chris, so they know who you are, and then we're going to give them a phone number to call. It's going to be a real simple phone blitz, people. One phone number, two names, and if you got to go through a few different extensions, you know, come on, do your own research. We can't hold your hand and wipe your bottom for you totally. So, but we're going to get you started with a phone number that you can call and inquire and let them know. You know, and what are you going to say? Okay, I'll give you some suggestions. Here's what I would say. Number one, the whole world is watching this case. Okay, number two, the government cannot participate in an unlawful abduction and incarceration. It's nothing more than kidnapping. The same charge applies to government agents as it does to the people. You do not have immunity, Mr. Judge or Mrs. Judge, when you act outside of your oath to the Constitution. Oh, by the way, if Chris is talking about his constitutional protections and the restraints on government in the Constitution, what's the problem there? Why does that indicate incompetency? Judge, did you not take an oath to uphold the Constitution when you filed your oath and bond with the state when you took office? You took an oath to the Constitution, and now you don't like people talking about it because it's inconvenient, interferes with the money flow, interferes with the power grab, interferes with the witch's court creating guilty verdicts, interferes with Chris walking away a free man and getting his Dodge Hemi back. You know, I mean, they steal his car, they take him to jail, and then now they want to put him in a psychiatric ward. How convenient. Boy, just rip the guy right off. Lock him up, put him in a psych ward, put him on medication so he can't speak for himself anymore, and don't allow any visitors, because the psych wards are not like jails where you can, sometimes they're a lot harder to penetrate. And so we cannot let this happen, people. I urge every one of you, I'm getting a headache over this today. I'm not doing good today. I feel like crap because of all these nightmares piling up. I see things getting as bad, if not worse. And so it's not that I hate Trump. I really want to like Trump. I do. He could be the greatest guy in the universe, and maybe he is trying. I don't know the man, and I'm not there on the scene. But what I see is exactly what I've been saying, and I don't say it to be coy or cute, but it really is, and I know it's gross, but he's draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces every time he turns around and opens his mouth and makes another appointment or another statement. So, you know, I'm not going to let him do this to Chris, okay? I'm going to be calling quite a bit. And so we want to leave on this Friday show because they'll be rebroadcasting it Saturday and Sunday. So a couple of things. We've got to call on Chris's behalf, ask him why Chris talking about his constitutional standing is a problem when the judge took an oath to uphold the Constitution. You know, what jurisdiction do they really have over private property? And their unlawful acts cannot be deemed lawful if they're operating outside the constitutional boundaries, which they are. So it's obvious, you know, and for paramount, the most important one, you can say, I have heard Chris speak in public. Look, he's on tonight. He's on almost every night with me. God bless him for helping me out. I couldn't do this alone. You know, and here he is. You can testify. You can send an email. Ask them what their email is when you call. I don't have it. Chris might. We'll see if we can dig that up. Chris is looking for the number right now. We're going to try to give that again before the end of the show tonight. If not, we're going to be revisiting this on Monday. He's not going anywhere until the 31st. But on the 31st, if they deem Chris incompetent because he's a common law scholar, then we lose another patriot, a brilliant patriot, and shame on us. It's going to come for all of us. So make your voice known. They will notice the phone calls. If they get 500 or 1,000 phone calls, they're going to be a lot more reluctant to lock Chris up into a psychiatric ward where you know, we may never see him again. I mean, think about that, people. This is how bad it's got. I don't even feel like I'm awake right now. It's that far into it, like almost a dream state of nightmares that they're putting on us people. And it's obviously a patriot persecution. The State Justice Institute video that Tom described the other night showed the meeting of all the judges there. I think it was in Las Vegas, where they talked about how they were going to take down the patriot movement through the courts. It didn't have to even really tell me about that one. I could see them doing it for the last 5 years. So that's just confirmation that they had it planned from the beginning and that this is by design, that they're taking down classic freedom-loving, the people who founded the mentality of people who founded this country, the little guy. I'm not talking about the Oliver Ellsworth, Benjamin Franklin Freemasons who talked a good game and put us right down the shithole, I'm sorry, with the Judiciary Act of 1789. That was a nightmare. I'm talking about the little guys who fought the battle, and they knew that they had to give some structure of illusion of freedom when they set up this republic, even though they knew what they were going to be. They knew they were going to be putting us right back into the witch's court from day one, from 1789. And you know they were planning that Judiciary Act long before. Look at the way it's written. That was not written up overnight. And it's the first of the founding documents that really sounds like crap, sounds like garbage. It's attorney speak where you almost can't understand it. A lot of commas and qualifiers and run-on sentences like never before. I thought I wrote run-on sentences. Oh, my God, the things that, oh, it's unbelievable. And then the qualifiers that ultimately say, and or whatever the judge wants to make up. You know, so why don't you just make it a one-liner? We do whatever we want to do. We are the witches. Obey. You all must obey. We have uniforms that are stupid enough to come out for enough money and force our unlawful codes and statutes into your life. And so anyway, we're the type of people, you the listener to this show right now, Chris, myself, Dave Pruitt, Gary Blackwell, all of you out there, you know who you are. We're the type of people who founded this republic. The TV-watching idiots right now sitting home not listening to this broadcast, you know, I feel sorry for them. They were the people who wanted to stay with the crown. They wanted to stay with England. Oh, just obey. How are you going to beat that? Whatever, man. You know, I don't know. I'm too old to worry about that. Or, I don't care. I can't worry about that. Or, you know, or you're crazy. You're nuts. That doesn't happen. We heard all the rationalizations, but the proof is in the pudding. we're under a global communist dictatorship. It's ecclesiastic, militarized ecclesiastic rule coming out of the vicar's office. The Freemasons are the thread that binds. You know, I've condensed it before for people. It's pretty not, once you get kind of all the pieces in place, it's not that difficult, not complex to understand. It's just a pretty simple pyramid. And and Chris, have you found that number yet? We're going to give Chris's name, full name. Chris is going to come out of the closet tonight and give his last name. We're all going to find out who Chris is. But we have to call on his behalf, and to help him, we have to have his full name because they're going to want to know that when we call. And I would, if people, when you call on Chris's behalf, I would ask for their email address for the judge, the personal email address, and also the vicar. And I think the vicar general for Las Vegas is Bob Stoeckig, S-T-O-E-K-I-G. And you'll have to find him online by looking up Diocese of Las Vegas. I don't know if I can put my hand on his number right now, but I'm going to put all this together this weekend. So Monday we'll have a nice little package and we'll post it up on the internet. People can have the numbers to refer to a little more. But for now, I want to get the gears turning, get the phone call started maybe Monday morning on Chris's behalf. Please don't blow this one off. This is a simple one, people. This is just make a few phone calls next week to these entities. Call the Chamber of Commerce in Las Vegas. Ask for the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Tell them you're never going to shop in Vegas again. I mean, not that you would have anyway, necessarily. Maybe you would have. But tell them it's definitely scribbled off your list now, so it's already costing them money. Tell them that. Tell them this case just cost you $5,000 that I was going to spend traveling to Vegas to have a good time next year on my birthday or whatever. Just tell them that. Tell them you may have considered traveling to Vegas in the future. Now you are never going to consider it. And you want to call back and you want an explanation as to how they can steal this man's car and then want to lock him up in a psychiatric ward when every single person listening to this broadcast now has heard Chris. They know he's not crazy. He's one of the smartest guys I know personally. And we have to make that clear to the judge that we got all and send. And that's why I think ask them for their email. Send them an email saying, I, John, make the following statement based upon the following. Make the statement that Chris is of perfectly sound mind based on the following facts. Number one, I've heard him speak on a constant basis, constant and consistent and regular basis on an internet shortwave and worldwide broadcast radio program, radio show. He speaks in public under massive pressure and speaks well, with coherence and calm, and has never indicated any propensity toward, violence or mental instability. Word it however you want to, but what I'm trying to get at is tell him in an email that you've heard Chris speak in public under pressure and he sounds just fine to you. Period. He sounds mentally stable to me. He actually sounds kind of smart, like he knows what he's talking about. That's what kind of the tenor of what my flavor of my call is going to be. I'm going to say, I've dealt with Chris, on a regular basis. This is not just a guy who I met once or twice down at the gas station and, when I'm filling up the tank and he seems like a nice guy and all that. So he comes out here and spills his guts and gets deep, and he really helps bring a lot to this show. He did when Tom was on. We got music. That means we got a break. And so we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour. Thanks for joining us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm with Chris in Vegas, and Gary Blackwell might still
this
be with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, you are. And notice how they don't call it the Democracy Broadcasting Network. That's for a reason. So thanks for joining us. We've got a couple callers on the line. Before we do that, I want to see if Chris can give out his last name and then the phone number and the names, the two names of the important people in this that we can call and make sure that they know that the public is watching this case. We're not going to be satisfied if Chris is abused and he needs to be left alone to deal with his case and not be told that he's some kind of how mentally ill because he's presenting his common law standing as a free man with constitutional restraints against the government that the court swore an oath to uphold. Real simple. So, Chris, are you with us?
I am, believe it or not. And
okay, the name of the judge, let's do this. Chris, give your last name slowly and spell it.
My last name is C. Charlie A. Adam B. Victor E. Easy. That's my family's last name, Cave. So easy, a caveman can do it.
Okay, just Cave, C-A-V-E, right?
That's correct. Although okay, it's a phonetically difficult name to communicate clearly.
It's pretty simple. Chris Cave, thanks, buddy. Now, what is the, let's give the name of the judge was Judge Tag,
Jennifer.
What was her first name? Jennifer.
Jennifer T. Togliatti. T-O-G-L-I-A-T-T-I. T-O-G.
Okay, that's
Tagliatti.
T-T-I.
Tagliatti. Two N's. She's in Department 9.
Department 9.
And her main line is 702-671-4395.
Repeat
and
it.
Her email is department09lcharlie. That's a small case L, small case C, Charlie, at clarkcountycourts.us.
clarkcountycourts.us is the website where her email can be found. Repeat the phone number again slowly, Chris.
702.
Right.
671-4395.
702-671-4395. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and that's Judge Tagliatti. She's about to try
I can
see it coming. She's going to try to label Chris mentally ill because he's a common law scholar and he's a freedom guy and he's that doesn't agree with the incorporated government and the witch's court abusing people and having his old Dodge Hemi gets worth almost 30 grand gets stolen from his driveway by a bunch of thieves who work for the Clark County government. That simple. Now, what's the name of the Board of Commissioners? Was it Sisolak or something like that? Who was his name? Steve?
Steve Sisolak. The chairman of the Clark County Board of Commissions ours.
Sisolak. Steve Sisolak. S-I-S-S-E-L-A-K, for lack of a better
name. S-I-S-O-L-A-K. S-I-S-O-L-A-K.
Okay, Sisolak, with an O. S-I-S-O-L-A-K. Sisolak. Now, what is his phone number, Chris?
Oh, his phone number, he can be reached at 405-702-455-0000. And my case number is 16F Frank 20664 X X-ray.
Repeat that.
16F Frank 20664 X X-ray. And that's the state of Nevada Incorporated versus Chris Harold Cave.
Versus Chris Cave, our friend Chris. Okay. Well, there you have it, people. Give the phone number one more time for the judge, 702-671-4395. Okay, and one more time, the phone number for Mr. Sisolak, so people can call and let him know we're watching as well. And we're not going to be spending any money in Vegas as long as they're doing stuff like this to Chris.
702-455-0000.
Four zeros. Boy, doesn't that fit perfectly? Okay, so there it is. Judge Tagliatti and Steve Sisolak need to get a phone call from all of our listeners who care about Chris. I mean, if you don't care about Chris, I mean, why should anybody care about you all out there? Let me just be blunt. You know what I'm saying? Chris has put in his time on this show, and he donates his time like I do, and he goes through the witch's court that he's going through and still comes on here and contributes. And now he needs our help because they're going to try to lock him up in a psychiatric ward. No. Chris is about the closest thing to Alexander Solzhenitsyn that you'll ever see. You're living history, folks. Get involved. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, don't you find it rather ironic and very mysterious that, surprise, surprise, the pretender defender from the district attorney's office that works directly under the county commission, Steve Sisolak's daughter, Ashley Sisolak, was appointed without my notice, my consent, or agreement to be my pretender defender, who waived my rights without even conferring with me to check to see if I wanted to waive my rights.
Oh, boy, you want to talk about nepotism. I mean, it's one thing
just
to...
a little bit. Well, and I think she might have been... I think she was representing her father, pretending to represent me, and protecting her father's rear end that's hanging out about 3 miles in this deal.
Well, of course. Let's not be delusional, people. The daughter of the county commissioner who's persecuting Chris is going to come and say, I'll be your public pretender? That's insane. I mean, who do you think she's going to represent? She's going to represent Daddy, and she's going to represent the cabal and the clique and the gang that she works with. She's not going to give a crap about Chris. As far as she's concerned, Chris is disposable. Disposable.
She was put there to destroy me. She was put there to be a political
assassin. Absolutely. But it's not by accident that she was put in there. I didn't know that piece of the puzzle. That really raises the level of absurdity up a whole nother notch.
She's the one that brought me in the preliminary hearing the unsigned so-called charging instrument that I pointed out as being prima facie fatally defective for lack of an R11A, Federal Rule of Evidence, compliant autograph by somebody culpable, liable, and suitable to accept responsibility for making their lame claim against me.
Right. Oh, lame claim, that's putting it nicely. This is a lie from the pit of hell.
Malicious prosecution with bad faith and unclean hands.
Oh, it's racketeering and conspiracy on their part, since they're appointing their own family members to try to supposedly defend you. I mean, oh my God. So, all right, once again, people, please call on Chris's behalf. Chris is our guest here tonight. He's our guest almost every night. He brings a wealth of information. This is very serious stuff, and it's tearing me up to see that we're going, no, we're as bad as the Soviet Union is right now. They're doing to Chris what they did to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. They're going to lock him up in a psychiatric ward, which is the same thing as a gulag, and they're going to, on his political beliefs, and that's it. Chris is clearly not, first of all, to be labeled mentally ill, and I believe this is the legal standard in Nevada like it is in New York, you have to be an immediate danger to yourself or others around you. And if that, and
well,
you want to stick to that, when you, Chris, if you go in, now, if they're going to, if you choose to go in and submit to the psychiatric examination or whatever they call it.
Well, I've already been to three, one more.
I would not. all right, but still, generally speaking, I would not concede to any examinations. Don't do it. But if you get in there, don't try to out-talk him as a brilliant common law scholar and blow him away with your... Stick to one thing. Where is the proof or evidence that I am an immediate threat to myself or others around me? And number two, are you practicing... This is what you tell to the psychological evaluator. Are you attempting to practice medicine on me without my consent? And do you know that you can lose your medical license in this state for doing that? Those two, and don't deviate. They're going to try to talk you out of that. Well, wait a minute. Oh, please. Oh, you say, where's the evidence, immediate evidence, that I'm a threat to myself or others? And number two, I want to see your license to practice medicine, and I'm also going to file a complaint against it because are you attempting to practice medicine on me? And a psychiatric examination is a medical procedure. Are you attempting to practice medicine on me without my consent? You can lose your medical license for that. And I'm going to make
sure
I at least file a series of complaints. And this is good information for everybody out there listening. If you have to go up in front of the witch's psychiatrist, first of all, why is the judge not here? If they're ordering if they're a competency judge, where is their where are the results from their competency exam?
Well, these aren't doctors, Eric. These are all just surrogate investigative agents for the court posing as medical professionals. They're agents of the court, sit there to frame the blame.
If you're in an evaluation, then you just, it's over as soon as you answer that question.
Yeah.
Where's your license,
to practice medicine?
They can't show you a license to practice medicine, then they have no business doing a psychiatric evaluation. This meeting is over. And that's it. But I wouldn't walk in there and do that under consent, because they're always going to flip it around. They'll just lie and say you said something you didn't say. Take your recording device in there. You wouldn't mind if I record this, do you, sir? And then ask them the questions. Where's your license to practice medicine? Are you trying to force a medical procedure on me without consent? And where's the immediate evidence that I'm an immediate danger to myself or somebody else? And if they can't prove that, they can't hold you on any type of psych eval. So that's my advice to you and all the people listening. This is good educational material.
You're
not going to hear this on any other radio broadcast, people. What do you say if you're a patriot, so to speak, or a freedom fighter or a freedom-loving man or woman, and you walk in front of the witch's court and they want to give you the psychiatric routine like they're doing with Chris here, and they're also doing it with Dave, our friend Dave Pruitt in Nevada, that keeps getting his phone interfered with every time he comes on, because he's so effective and so powerful, and he's had such good results in what he's done interacting with the witch's court to try to get people out of jail who didn't belong there, people like Tom. Unfortunately, they got their feet dug in really deep with Tom. And this is a really, you know, in some ways, I don't know how to put this. You know, Tom, I hope Tom knows that he's, some good is going to come from this no matter what. If nothing else, people are going to realize that, look, this is your litmus test. Tom, is to me, is the litmus test for the new administration being friendly to freedom or just more of the same, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And unfortunately, it's looking to me like same old boss. And once again, I have no animosity against Trump. I would like him to be the freedom guy that he's purported to be. But I don't, every time he drains the swamp and refills it with fresh feces, like the globalist he has, like the new torture witch that's coming into the Supreme Witch's Court that thinks that whatever they say is going to be law, and if he says torture, then it's okay, and your local state police will be stupid enough and immoral enough to torture people if the witch's court says it's got. Think about it, people. This is getting really bad. And I don't even want to think about what they're going to do to Chris when they get him locked up in a psychiatric ward. We cannot let this happen. So as a group, let's all call on Chris's behalf. Chris, give out the number for Judge Tagliati one more time, 702-671-4395. Was that it? Did I remember it right?
I don't know if that's right or not. I got to find it again. I had closed my book here, being a little frustrated.
You have it, Chris, one more time?
Imagine that. I just wiped it off of here. Hang on. I've got
to
hear something.
Dig it up. So there it is, people. We have to help Chris. We have to, if they know that the eyes of the public around the country are watching, you know, they get a couple of calls from North Carolina, they get a couple of calls from Texas, they get a couple of calls from New York, they get some calls from Kansas, they get some calls from Colorado, they get some calls, you know, that's going to pile up. They're going to realize, oh, wow, man, the whole country's watching this case. They're talking about it every night. We're going to be talking about this every night if, along with Tom's case, if anything happens to Chris. Chris, can you repeat the numbers one more time? For the Judge Tagliati and Steve Sisolak, what was Judge Tagliati's number?
702-671-4395.
I remembered it right. So that's 702-671-4395. Write this down, people. I want you to call on behalf of Chris Cave. 702-671-4395. Now, she's the competency judge. We also would like to know, I mean, I don't want to be too confrontational, but where's her competency test? I mean, that's the one who's really needed. But we don't have to go there. Be professional, but be firm. Where is the evidence that Chris is in immediate danger to himself or others? Number two, why is he being criticized for talking common law and constitution when the judge took an oath to uphold it? And number three, what is the email? Because I'm going to send you an affidavit in writing that says, I've heard Chris speak on the radio multiple times, and he sounds just fine and mentally fit to me. That's what we need you all to do. Make the phone call and ask the two questions, make the two comments, and then ask for the email so you can write, so they have something in writing. If they got 40 or 50 emails even that say Chris is perfectly mentally competent, he appears on the radio every night, he's obviously not mentally ill. What is the problem here? Please explain before I spend any more money in Vegas. And hit him in the wallet. That's what they don't like. Call the Chamber of Commerce. I'll try to get that number for you. And call, of course, the Vicar General. Don't forget them. They are hoping that we're going to forget and leave their name out of this. His name is Bob Stokic. He's the Vicar General for Las Vegas, Sin City. Let's go figure that one out. Okay, so... yeah, so Bob Stokic, and I'll dig up his number this weekend. We'll get that to you. It'll be under the Diocese of Las Vegas, D-I-O-C-E-A-S-E. And you'll see Bob Stokic. It'll say moderator of the Curia, JCL, and the Vicar General. And he's the guy who manages the courts really behind the scenes. The bar and the legislators all answer. He's the big cheese in any community. The mob even answers. The mob's not going to cross the archbishop or the vicars because they can use the power of government against the mob. And so even they're more powerful than even the mafia. So I hope the mafia realizes that, you know, if they're licking the boots of the local vicars, if it's just to pay the vic, so to speak, and stay in business, okay. But if they think that the church is their friend, I mean, please, I don't think I need to. I think those guys are smart enough to know that. So anyway, they call them wise guys, don't they? Okay, so I'll get off that. But give the number.
I was looking for the Vicar General's number here. and lo and behold,
yep.
Well, not yet. But I'm going to have it in a second. I got priest gets 37 month in church thefts here in Las Vegas, so that was kind of noteworthy.
Priest gets jailed for stealing, okay, all right.
The Vicar General, and let's see here, we're going to find it here in a second. It's going to pop up. Looks like the phone number for the bishop, the administrative assistant, the Vicar General, is Robert E. Stokig, S-T-O-E-C-K-I-G-V-G, Vicar General, at 702-697-3903, and he has an email at Vicar, Vicar, as you like it, V-I-C-A-R, maybe Vicar, go ahead, Vicar at, let's see here, I had it here, D-O-L-V, Dog Ocean Lincoln Victory .org, Diocese of Las Vegas, I think that's.
And I want you to repeat the number. You can't just say the number once, because people, repeat the number, and I do it twice. Give his phone number again. This is Bob Stokig, the Vicar General, the guy who can make Chris's case go away with one phone call. Go ahead, Chris. Give Bob Stokig's number twice.
702-697-3903. For your dialing pleasure.
Yeah, and people, Chris has taken this really well, and he's making light and fun out of this, but I know what he's going through. This is some really serious stuff, and we cannot let this happen to Chris, so don't let Chris go the way of Tom, get scooped up and taken out of the picture. They're chipping away at everybody right now, and if they can take Tom and take Chris and take, you know, everybody else, you know, well, eventually, who are we left with?
Probably, actually, one of the reasons I've been targeted is because Tom actually came here. I was on Tom's radio show, on your radio show, and on RBN and other channels also, spreading the message of truth and freedom and liberty and actual spiritual reality. And doing that can make you a target with these criminals that operate the government. And before that, I've been collaterally attacked by multiple different agencies. And I never was at any of the violent acts or even perpetrated by the government out there. When they did those things, fortuitously for myself, because I had a good sense of reality, and I had, it seemed like it was a non-consequential day when I left. I didn't go out there the day they had the big, under the overpass trail herding thing with the standoff with the BLM, when the BLM had to pack it up and leave. I wasn't there that day. But I have been out there before on family outings, barbecues, Bundy beef, and it was wonderful, I'll tell you for sure. And the camaraderie and the people there were absolutely fabulous. They were wonderful, salt-of-the-earth people. And to try to color them all as domestic terrorists, as the criminal Harry Reid did, is absolutely insane. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you for all the efforts. Anybody might fly in my effort. Thank you so very, very much. God bless you.
Absolutely, Chris. Now, here's some music coming up. So either we're cutting out early tonight, or that was just a fault. Okay, so we got a few minutes left. Chris, that was brilliant. You were taking us right out. That was great, man. I heard a little music. And we got about 5 minutes left, folks. So, once again, please save Chris's you-know-what and make the phone calls and send a few emails. Next week is the crucial week. We got to bury him. I wanted to get this ball rolling early, though, at the end of this week, so as the show gets rebroadcast and put out there, you know, people can hear. We got some dire need here to keep, I mean, you want to know where the actual battle is right now? It is right here. You're in it. You're watching it. You're hearing it. You're witnessing it, folks, yourself. This is it. It's not anywhere else. I don't care what other alternative venue or media or a website or organization wants to claim what. This is it. They came after Tom. They took him out violently. They're trying to take Chris out violently. They've already stolen his car, his old Dodge Hemi. Only 500 of them made. They've got his property. They don't want to give that back. And what a better way to steal his? What better way to steal a rare car than to claim Chris is mentally ill and lock him up, and then they auction the car off and have one of their people go in and purchase it for pennies on the dollar. So it's just ungodly. It's ungodly what's going on, and I don't want to see Chris locked up in a psychiatric ward like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of The Gulag Archipelago. Maybe that would be a nice way for people to just see how deep this goes, far back in history it goes, and how it's still the same today and worldwide. This took place in this former Soviet Union. I would argue Russia today is a far more free place than it is here. I hear stories from my friends who live up in the city that have people that migrating into the city from all over the world, Vietnam, Syria, African nations, and all of them to the every one of them says, man, this really sucks. I want to go home. I didn't know you guys were living under Nazi Germany here. I thought this was the land of bread and milk and honey, and there was opportunity, and you just work hard and you'll get ahead, Johnny. Don't worry about it. Keep your chin up and hang in there. And this is the land of opportunity. A baloney. They got it done. I was just talking to a guy today who said they had it was one of their relatives was in a senior citizen nursing home, and the amount of money that they took in for the monthly check and the disability and the Social Security, and compared to the money that the nursing home, $50 was left at the end of the month. They have it so artfully engineered that they got it so where they know that how much they can charge within $50 of taking some elderly person's every single penny as they're dying, so they can have no life, nothing extra, nothing to leave to their successors, nothing.
So, you mentioned that, Eric. Here in Las Vegas, Steve Miller, AmericanMafia.com, he's been doing an excellent job of investigative journalism himself. He's a former city councilman. He has got the so-called estate planners, the administrators, quite a few of them, and the judges that are sitting in these probate courts are going to jail, having to resign. They've been looting people's estate, people that were mentally incompetent and really in need of the monies that they had. Some of them with substantial amounts were having all their complete estates looted, their property stolen and sold, and unjustly enriching the judges' pockets here in the administrators of the estates. It's just horrific, the crime that's going on here.
And it's all coming out of New York. I've seen it happen here in the surrogate court in New York under Edmund Calvaruso. Judge Calvaruso is the senior partner at Gallo & Yuck Evangelo, the private attorney firm where he's appointing people's estates. So he's using his position on the bench to make money on people's estates. He's appointing estates to his own law firm, and he's listed on their header. His name's right up there, Honorable Edmund Calvaruso, Judge Gallo & Yuck Evangelo, senior partner, and he's sitting up there saying, Gallo & Yuck Evangelo is going to take your estate now, giving estates to his own law firm from the bench in New York. And guess what? He got a nice case of, I don't know if it was Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig's, but he could barely walk that last day he came out and he was retiring. I figure he only had about 12 months, maybe 18 months to live, and he's richly getting what he deserves. Ripping people off and destroying families and leaving people broke after a lifetime of hard work in this nation that people thought they were going to leave to their children. And guess who got it? Judge Calvaruso and Fat Frank Yuck Evangelo in upstate New York. We'll talk about that another time. Thanks. Make the phone calls on behalf of Chris. We want to keep Chris on this show. We do not want to let him get locked up in a psychiatric ward like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Read the Gulag Archipelago this weekend, people. The Gulag Archipelago, G-U-L-A-G. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Scream freedom every time you can, because I don't know, we may not have long left, and we need everybody out there to be an activist. Thanks for joining us. Download the jury nullification flyer at courtroomwatch.com and pass that sucker out to everybody you can. Keep a stack of jury nullification flyers in your car. Put them everywhere. Get the word out. See you next week. Have a good night.
Photo ops. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sin. The sin.